but I'm going home to familiar places that I knew. Home, home, but I'm going home to lose the Fraser River Valley blues. Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool is blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. Well, I'll bet she's not like me. She's out in fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charm. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. Well, I'll bet she's not like me. She's out in fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charm. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I thought of everything from A to Z. Oh,
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Bravo. Yes, indeed.
This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know where
CITR
is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean, the first time ever.
And we're back on the strand of the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. We just played two country and western tracks from a New Zealand artist named Luke Simmons and his band, the Blue Mountain Boys. And as Ed Lasko, our special guest, was telling us, he grew up in the Lower Mainland right here in Canada, and he moved to New Zealand, and he became a country western star. Incredible story.
Yeah, somehow he landed a gig over there, and he went over there with his whole band, and he just kind of blew everybody away. They never had live entertainment like that before, so he had so many great jobs, he just stayed, and he stayed for the better part of a decade. Okay, well, we're going to go from the father of New Zealand country and Western music to the pretty much the father of Australian country and Western music. And this in the form of a guy that called himself Slim Dusty. And this is his famous record, which actually was a hit, I believe, three times. Now, of course, it's well known that the Aussies just love their beer. So what could be more devastating than a beer strike where the employees have walked out on the bottlers? And, of course, eventually everything dries up and there's no beer in the pub. And that's what this song is all about. And this also happened in Canada, that at time to time there would be a strike where the employees would walk out. And this record got re-released. So it was not only a hit in Australia at different times, it was a hit over here a few times. Unfortunately, my evidence, as it were, is anecdotal because... whereas we have pretty good, especially these days, we have pretty good resources to show us or tell us what were the rock and roll hits. We don't have the same when it comes to country and Western hits. But I do know that this one was played a lot in Vancouver on the country and Western stations. So here we have it, Slim Dusty, the pub with no beer. Originally from November 58.
It's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. For the quota to come, and there's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The mate's gone all cranky, and the cook's acting queer. Oh, what a terrible place is a pub with no beer. Then the stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar and pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer as the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. Then the swaggy comes in, smothered in dust and flies. He throws down his roll and rubs the sweat from his eyes. But when he is told, he says, what's this I hear? I've trudged 50 flaming miles to a pub with no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover and he cringes in fear. It's no place for a dog round a pub with no beer. Old Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, you're early, my dear. But then he breaks down and he tells her, the pub's got no beer. So it's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Mama, could it be that there's something wrong with me? I got the feeling in my soul. I can't resist that rock and roll. Well, is it wrong? Oh, yeah. Is it wrong?
Rock and song, is it wrong? Oh yeah, hear it wrong when I sing this my soul. I can't resist that rock and roll. Well, it is rock. Oh, yeah. It is rock.
Walking down the street, I said, that's a girl I would like to meet. I walked over to her, looked in my face, introduced myself, she did the rest. Rock on, yeah, 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 rock on. I said, hey, 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 hey,
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
You are tuning in to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And this is a very special show today. We're playing pretty much exclusively, at least for as long as we can keep it up, myself and Ed are spinning some 7-inch records. Not just any 7-inch records. These are highly, highly valuable pieces of Ed Lasko's private collection. And he's brought them in to educate us, the listeners, about the history of Australian rock and roll. And country music. So, Ed, we started with Slim Dusty.
Yeah, Slim Dusty is a classic, the pub with no beer. The flip side of that is really a good record, too. It's called Walking on My Way, but we might save that for another day. But we went on and we played.
Well, I just want to say first up, Slim Dusty, I want to read something from Wikipedia to show what a legend this guy was. His career lasted from 1938 until 2003. Incredible. And
wow.
And he was active the whole time. Get this. At the time of his death at age 76, he was working on his 106th album for EMI Records.
That's right. Yes, he's just a legend in Australia. That's right. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, yep. So after that was...
Well, we played a record that has rockabilly collectors from all over the world searching out an Australian-only issue. The guy in question is better known as Johnny Powers, but his real name was Johnny Pavlik. But that particular record that we heard, Mama Rock, only came out in Australia. And indeed, we heard it off the original Australian Grooves, because that's what I've got in my hand here. It didn't come out anywhere else in the world. So you have to have it on the. Original Aussie Wax, or you don't have an original.
So he was an American artist.
But he was an American, yeah. That's right. He's very famous for a couple of real great rockabillies. One is long blonde hair. Another one is Honey, Let's Go to a Rock and Roll Show. I know I'm forgetting one. And I know that he did a great rockabilly for the Sun Record Company of Memphis, Tennessee as well. Well, one escapes me.
And then we played Johnny Reb.
Johnny Reb, also known as Donald James Delbridge. We just looked this up on the internet. We just found out that he just died in July 28th, 2014. Born March 20th, 1939. Rock On was a song that was written and recorded by Trini Lopez. It was a real cool cover version of that record. Then we had more cover versions by Rocky Curtis, who covered Lloyd Price's big hit Personality. And then, kind of surprisingly, the boys did an instrumental for us. It was also Rocky Curtis doing a version of Johnny and the Hurricanes' first record, Crossfire. And those things came out in May 59 on an obscure Canadian Columbia series, which was the 2600 series. At first, I thought all the records on that series were by Canadian guys, and I thought this band was some kind of obscure Canadian band for the longest time. But found out eventually that they're Aussies. And Matt, you found out some information on the internet.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm confused. Here's the thing. It says that this guy went by the name Johnny Frisco, but he was American, and he was the pianist in J.J. Cale's band. So I'm confused. It said he went on to put out music as Rocky Curtis and the Harmony Flames. Maybe this is something for the for me to do a bit more research on. At any event, we're spinning some records here. Ed Lasko, our special guest today. And what are we just about to play?
Well, we're going to get into some Cole Joy. And Cole Joy was, I'm sure he was just absolutely huge in Australia. His career going from the late 50s, 59 through the early 60s. And we're going to play his signature tune. This is a rock and roll version of Clementine, the old folk song that goes way back. So this is the one song that he's really known for. And we're going to play a couple of obscure ones after that on its heels. We'll play yet another cover. This time he's covering an English guy. Doing a version of Living Doll, which was a huge hit for Cliff Richards. And then we're going to play something really obscure. Going Downtown to See Miss Brown by Cole Joy and his Joy Boys.
Okay, so the first track is Cole Joy.
Doing a thing called Rock and Rollin' Clementine.
Okay. He's a very old Australian artist here. Thanks, Ed.
It was released in North America in August 59.
This is Cole Joy.
In a cabin, crazy cabin, excavating for mine. Little daddy, uh-oh daddy, and a chick named Clementine. She drove the Jeep down to the juke joint every evening, just at nine. Hopping, bopping, trotting, trotting, rock and rolling. Clementine, dicky daddy, dicky daddy, did you see those nuggets shine? Dicky daddy, uh-oh daddy, drag it rich for Clementine. She drove the Jeep down to the juke joint every evening, just at nine. Hopping, bopping, trotting, trotting, rock and rolling. Clementine, she was a-jumping in the juke joint, and her daddy didn't know. Then a cat came from the city, stole her from her daddy, oh. She drove the Jeep down to the juke joint every evening, just at nine. Hopping, bopping, strutting, strutting, rock and rolling. Clementine, hang on now. came together. All the joint was jumping fine. And the cat said, "That forget her. She's a real gone Clementine." She drove the Jeep down to the juke joint every evening, just at nine. Hopping, popping, striding, strutting, rock and rolling, Clementine. Now she digs that crazy rhythm. Now she digs that crazy beat. And she sure can mix it with them. You should see her flying feet. She drove the Jeep down to the juke joint every evening, just at nine. Hopping, bopping, strutting, strutting, rock and rolling, Clementine. Rock and rolling, Clementine, strutting, bopping, Clementine.
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. I gotta do my best to please her, just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Take a look at her hair, it's real. If you don't believe what I say, just feel. Gonna lock her up in a trunk, so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got the only crying, walking, sleeping, talking, living doll. Gotta do my best to please her, just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Look at her hair, it's real. If you don't believe what I say, just feel. Gonna lock her up in a trunk, so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. I gotta do my best to please her, just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll.
Well, I'm going downtown to see Miss Brown. The question is, Pilot, you remember Pilot from the New Testament?
What's this Pilot? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilot want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you out.
Okay, so we have a very good friend of Nardwar's in the studio. His name is Ed Lasko, and we met it was a number of months back.
Probably May,
and Ed was carrying a whole bunch of singles, talking to Nardwar, and I was very curious because I love history, and we chatted in the hallway and discovered that Ed is a music collector. He knows a lot about Australian rock and roll, and he's brought in a fantastic collection of old 7-inch singles. We've been with him the whole show. Let's go back to so we played four songs there, I think.
Three by Cold Joy. Three by. Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. Yeah.
How are you doing that without the knobs up?
There we go.
There's a different way of doing it. I see. Okay, I shouldn't have questioned your mixing abilities there. Okay, yes, we played Three by Cold Joy, his classic Rock and Roll and Clementine, and then a cover of a Cliff Richard song, Living Doll, and finally an obscure one, Going Downtown to See Miss Brown. Actually, Going Downtown is the name of the cut. But Cold Joy and the Joy Boys, one of Australia's original rockabilly kings.
That was incredible.
Great cuts. Well, that brings us now to a fellow named Rolf Harris. And in 1960, Rolf Harris puts out a record called Tie Me Kangaroo Down. And the record, we don't know, we assume it was a big hit in Australia, but it died everywhere else. And except that it was a hit in Vancouver, BC, Canada. It was almost top 40. It was number 41 for 4 weeks. Now, when I say it wasn't a hit, people are probably that know this record are probably recoiling and saying, what do you mean? That was a huge hit. That was a million seller. Well, it was, but not until 3 years later. In May of 63, it was re-released on a recut and becomes a huge million seller. But the original record was not. But like I say, it was a hit in Vancouver. On the basis of that, in the next year, Rolf came to Vancouver, and the city fell in love with him and vice versa, and he stayed for 10 years. And in December of 61, he had a huge hit that I would say is part of Vancouver's lost history of music when Rolf recorded a tune called Six White Boomers, which was a Christmas song. So we're into the Christmas portion of the show, folks. And this was a huge local hit. It went to number 5 on CKNW, or CKWX, rather. And... actually, it was played for a good number of years. It was re-released. It became a hit in succeeding years. And then, while he's here in 62, he records a couple tunes for a local label, backed up by a local rock and roll band. And he cuts what I think is his best ever song, a great novelty thing called Dislocation Twist. So we're going to hear these two from Rolf.
We are, and thanks so much for your historical knowledge here, Ed. But I will say, we do know in the news, Rolf Harris is a bad, bad human being. He's in prison right now for doing some terrible things. We do not condone him at all. We're playing this for historical purposes. And I'm probably not going to play the whole of the first song we're playing. But listeners, I'm sure you can understand Ed is having a interesting historical angle on his recorded output here in Vancouver, but otherwise may he rot in prison as far as I'm concerned. So here we go.
Six White Boomers.
Six. So, well, are we playing Tommy Kangaroo Down first? Or?
You said right. You didn't want that one.
Yeah.
Six White Boomers.
From December 61.
Okay.
Christmas comes in the middle of a very hot summer, so when Santa Claus delivers his presents, he's not taken round by reindeer because they can't stand the terrible heat. He's taken round by six big, white, old man kangaroos called the Six White Boomers. Early on one Christmas day, a joey kangaroo was far from home and lost in a great big zoo.
Mummy, where's my mummy? They've taken her away.
We'll help you find your mummy, son. Hop up on the sleigh.
So up beside the bag of toys, little Joey hopped. But they hadn't gone far when Santa stopped, unharnessed all the reindeer, and Joey wondered why. Then he heard a far off booming in the sky. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, racing Santa Claus through the blazing sun. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, on his Australian run. Pretty soon old Santa began to feel the heat, took his fur-lined boots off to cool his feet. Into one popped Joey, feeling quite okay, while those old man kangaroos kept pulling on the sleigh. Hey, six white boomers, snow white boomers, racing Santa Claus.
Kangaroos called
a
Joey, correct?
Yep.
I was doing the twist, yeah. I was doing the twist, yeah. And they had everybody twist, yeah. So I was doing the twist, yeah. I said, come on, let's move along. I dislocated my wrist. I was doing the twist, yeah. And then I thought I was gonna flip. You know that feeling, of course. I was doing the twist, yeah. I really, really thought I'd flip. I said, come on, let's go. And dislocated my hip. I shouted out, oh, what the heck. And dislocated my neck. I made a crazy lion roar. And dislocated my jaw. Think of all the fun you've missed if you have not begun to twist, yeah. Dislocation twist, dislocation twist, dislocation twist. I was doing that twist, yeah. When I started, I was the worst, that's a fact, man. Man, I practiced every day, yeah, till I was really well rehearsed. I said, brother, watch this, and my appendix burst. When I thought I was doing fine, I dislocated my spine. Oh, I shouted hip 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 hooray. There goes another vertebrae. Think of all the fun you've missed, oh, baby doll, if you had not begun to twist, yeah. Just do the dislocation twist, dislocation twist, dislocation twist, yeah. And give the hospitals a break, for the doctor's sake, learn to do the twist, yeah.
Just like like a rubber ball. 5 feet wide and only 5 feet tall. But do I love him? Yeah, I do. My baby Roo. Give my heart to no other one, 'cause he's my roly-poly little ton of fun. Keep your Frankie, keep your Teddy, and the others you find, 'cause my baby Roo is all of them combined. And do I love him? Yeah, I do. My baby Roo. Teddy and the others you find, 'cause my baby Roo is all of them combined. And do I love him? Yeah, I do. My baby Roo. One more time now, baby Roo. Tell my honey, baby Roo. Tell my sugar, baby Roo. Come on up closer, baby Roo.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
So this has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, a very special show. We have had a music collector and musicologist chatting with us the whole show. I think this is part one. This is definitely part one of a two-part chat. We'll catch up again next year, Ed. So it's been Ed Lasko. And he's brought in a huge stack of 7-inch records that relate to the history of Australian music. Deep, deep, deep cuts, deeper than I could ever hope to go myself. That song was so cool. That wasn't actually an Australian artist, but it was an artist on an Australian label, and it was a song about a kangaroo. So
we had to play that one.
Yeah.
Actually, there was Baby Roo in the news a little bit about 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago in Edmonton, of all places, that had been orphaned by its mother. And a Baby Roo is called a Joey.
Exactly. So the artist was Connie Francis, I guess an American lady. And
that's correct. And that would have been recorded just strictly for the Aussie market. And that was actually issued on a huge hit, a record that was just top 10 in both the United States and Canada, but with a different flip side. So Baby Roo only comes out in Australia. So you have to have an Australian copy if you want to dig that one, folks.
Huh. And before that was, and again, I'm going to issue a warning here, folks, that this was purely for historical purposes, because we do not condone the behavior of this gentleman, Rolf Harris, of course. He's currently in prison. But he had an interesting connection to Vancouver, and Ed dug out a really, really obscure track that he recorded here. So we did want to play it for historical reasons, but...
I would say that that's his best record. Yes, it's unfortunate that, he did those nasty things that he did. Actually, in 1963, on one of his huge hit records, he records in Vancouver at a high school in North Van. So there's some irony for us.
Yeah, I'd really hate to think.
Well, let's leave it at that.
Yeah, let's move on. So the track was called Dislocation Twist.
Yeah, I'm not sure which of the local rock and roll bands that backed them up on that. I think I heard it one time, but it slipped my mind, and I neglected to write it down. I have to write everything down. It's just too much.
Well, thanks so much, Ed Lasker. And we did end on a really pleasant note there with Baby Roo, a song by Connie Francis.
From January 61.
January 1961 on an obscure Australian record label. Where else are you going to hear these deep cuts? This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And thank you, Nardwuar, for introducing me to Ed Lasker. He's been our guest for almost the whole show. Ed, we'll be back, because we have, literally, I'm seeing in front of me, we had a huge stack of 7 inches, and we've gone through, I think, exactly half of them. So let's tee up a date next year, Ed.
And certainly.
We'll continue the chat. So that's been Ed Lasker.
And I want to thank you, Matt, for having me.
My
because
pleasure.
It's a rare opportunity for me to share my music with everyone.
Exactly. And we'll be back next year. AusStrandedRadio.com is the blog, and we'll have this interview up there. We covered so much ground, and I've learned a lot, and I'll probably do some research on some of the names that, because just with limited time, we didn't really have time to talk a lot about the history or who these individuals were. So I'll take that on to do what I can. So we only have 8 minutes left of the show, so we're going to get right into some Canadian music, and then we'll say farewell. And we'll be back next week with another special interview. Thank you, Ed.
Thanks again, Matt.
Okay, this is a band from Regina, Saskatchewan, called Library Voices.
I'm an easy kid. grabuge dans les quartiers plus bas. Il y a le feu dans le jardin des lilas. J'y retournerai plus, car je fuis le soleil. Lucifer me poursuit, armé de fusil. Je ne rentrerai plus chez moi, je serai solitaire. Avec l'aube à mes trousses, éphémère sans repère. Regarde la pluie remonter aux nuages. Alors disons adieu aux enfants sages et aux amoureux encore accrochés. Le fruit pourri échappe aux charognards.